I'm Gene Marano with Brent Stevens. Something different this week. It's Black History Month, and the Grandin Theater is holding its annual African-American Film Festival. It kicked off with Invictus earlier this week. There are three more films coming up on the next three Tuesdays, all free. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner next Tuesday, a documentary on black colleges and universities. Tell Them We Are Rising on the 19th, and then Dream Girls, about a trio of female soul singers the week after that in the early 60s. What do you want people to know about the film festival?
Well, you know, the Grandin Theater is sort of our last truncula tree. I think I've got that right. And it's the last theater standing from those days. And there's a lot of hidden history in Roanoke about African-American filmmaking. Oscar Michaud is from here. He's the premier African-American filmmaker from the early part of the 20th century. And he set up shop at the Strand Theater and lived at the Dumas Hotel and made some of his great works here. And I feel like in a lot of ways, the Grandin sort of has the responsibility of bearing that history. We're not just showing films from an earlier period. We're also trying to kind of keep that light burning about Roanoke's African-American film history.
You know, the Grandin Theater, the African-American Film Festival, they've been doing it the last few years. It's sort of eclectic. They range from very commercial films like Dreamgirls to serious documentaries like Tell Them We Are Rising. So sort of a little bit of something for everyone.
Yeah, you know, I mean, again, I think it's important to sort of represent both popular and documentaries, more artistic films. And so we've tried to get that mix there. Also, too, to bring in different audiences that may have different interests and perspectives.
One film in particular next Tuesday, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? Sidney Poitier, Spencer Tracy in his last movie, Katharine Hepburn. Just how groundbreaking was this in 1967, Brent? This was a white daughter bringing a black boyfriend home to meet the folks.
Well, you know, if you don't see a certain situation, you don't recognize that it's part of reality. I know that my grandparents, when they saw that film, I think it was groundbreaking for them because they didn't know any biracial couples, and they certainly had not been in that situation. So I think it's one of the things that entertainment films can do really well is they sort of break the mold of what the range of what's realistic and reflected in society.